You know what? It's been a really uneventful couple of months due to nothing.
Thankfully.
Yeah. All right. So welcome back to Lesbian Sisters Podcast. I'm Charlie, and sitting next to me is my lovely sister,
Candace.
All right. So, Candace, you are producing this the content for this episode. What are we? Actually, I gave it to
Luckily
you.
Luckily for you.
I made you edit something so boring this time around.
Actually, thankfully, there is a woman who edited most of the scenes and put them on YouTube, and I feel sorry for her for having to watch everything. But
don't, because she's in love with someone.
You know what? She's probably in love with Haley, just like you.
Okay. Let me defend. Maybe I don't need to. I don't know. With Haley,
why are you defending it?
It's an ex, so I feel like once it's an ex, you have to kind of defend. Do you?
No. I think people...
It's quarantine. Yeah. We're all sleeping with our exes. We're embracing it. That's all there is.
Who's not sleeping with their ex right now? Yeah,
put it in the comments.
All right. You liar. So, before I start the clip, I'm going to let y'all know that I did cut quite a bit out of the show.
No. Yay. Okay. So, it's called Emily and Sue, season one, number two.
But yeah, this is clip number two.
That'll come back later.
If you guys know anything about poetry and what it actually means, which I'm going to tell you right now, it doesn't mean anything. And poetry is for people who don't know how to communicate their emotions, so they use a lot of fancy words about things that don't actually mean anything and say that it means something.
Like, what a footnote to, like, all poetry. I love how you started it off with, like, trying to bring people together. If you know anything about poetry... You're a dumbass.
You are a terrible communicator.
Wow. All right, let's play this. So it's just a lot of poetry on the screen.
Well,
is her journal.
I was going to see if you would get some insight on what she's saying. Do you understand?
What's going on? Is all Haley did when we dated. This is all she did. She just wrote in her journal and left it places.
So some backstory here. So they sleep in the same bed together. And
nice. I'm happy for her.
Sue is dating Emily's brother.
Of course, of course. Now it's a lesbian storyline.
And she's like, oh, are you watching me sleep? That's creepy. And she's like, I'm a lesbian. I'm creepy.
That's all I have for foreplay. This is the first scene.
But yeah,
for me.
They're talking about, well, okay.
This
so
is a lot for me to like,
this
wow,
is the
this
story.
Is my first conversation that I have
this
with my
This is the story.
Friend.
Okay, so Emily Dick, with your friend. Like,
we met at a bus stop and now we're in bed and she's talking to me about my brother she's marrying.
What would have
we're
been
trying to do each other
is if that was the story.
I feel they're about to have sex. I mean, like, look at these angles.
Okay, they did.
They're touching each
they
other.
They did have sex, and I can't remember if it was before or after the scene. I didn't put their...
Shut up. These are out of order?
I didn't put their sex scene on here. Not the sex scene. I didn't put it on here.
Oh, thank God.
It's kind of long.
Candace, I've moved on. We're exes. I'm happy for her. I want to see her sleep with someone else and compare.
It wasn't really much of a sex scene.
I deserve to see what she's settling for
I'll
now.
I'll email it to you.
Just text it to me. Just FaceTime it.
And basically she was just like...
They're holding... Okay.
No. They're together.
Okay. Because I was yo, there's some jumpage.
They're together the whole show. The whole
Oh, so they've been
series.
Messing around once it started.
Right,
we came into
it's
this.
A secret relationship. Yeah.
Okay.
Which
typical
totally
lesbian.
Sexy. Yeah. I like that. And this is the brother. Oh my God. Who would want to be with him over Haley Seinfeld,
Don't you
by
just
the way?
Love it?
Oh, now they're all going to have breakfast together. Isn't that lovely, Charlie? Wouldn't you love to have breakfast with your significant other and her soon-to-be husband? And
I'm like, if I rearrange this, it would be you, like me sleeping with your person or you sleeping with mine.
Oh, my God.
I don't have a brother.
That is true. That is crazy.
But I'm going to make believe that I have a brother for this. So don't worry. You're not involved.
I'll be your brother for this.
Okay.
It's still bad.
Can. I don't know. That's more masculine.
It's still bad.
Does Emily Dickinson pretend to be into boys? Or is she just like...
She does. And I don't have any of those scenes
on here.
Well,
thank God. I don't need to see
because
them.
I tried to keep men out of it as much as possible.
It was hard enough to see her fall in love with a car. That really pissed me off. Like, that broke us up, if I'm going to be honest. Oh, that was not good for us. It's a hard time
in
a relationship.
I love that movie. Oh, she's like, look at me, I'm traveling the world.
She knows she's not, right? And does she have a disorder?
She does.
Just
she
gets
does.
Really depressed.
Emily Dickinson really is mentally ill, and we don't learn this till
well,
far
that's what they used
it.
To call gay, like 10 years ago. They were like, she has a mental disorder.
It's kind of, I still call it.
They still call it that in Texas.
Exactly.
We're all a little gay.
Gay
quarantine.
So basically this whole scene is they're talking about crashing this seminar that's just for men.
Check it out, I'm a man.
Yeah.
She's kind of tomboyish.
They're gonna dress like guys and try to pull off being
thank
men.
God they, let's see it Haley.
Okay, both of them being guys though, like really
it's the Shania
I
Twain.
I think that Haley could
no,
pull it off
man
way better
I feel
than
like a
other.
Woman okay. She got some curves. I don't know if I'm gonna, it's the man I feel like a woman. But I love it. I love in a really attractive.
So you like it when a hot girl dresses up like a guy.
When they attempt to. You know, they do the whole like.
She looks cute as a guy, I think.
It's she's not pulling it off. You just.
She has a dress
you
on still.
Pull it off.
I want you to pull it off.
I think I pull it off. Like, does anyone know where that's from?
If you know where that's from, please
high
be
five.
Our best
high five.
Friend.
This song?
I knew you were going to. Freak
out. How am I not
the Missy Elliott boy song while come they're cross-dressing on. Okay this is amazing though this is so
oh
great.
Yeah I guess that's true it's Missy Elliott.
I loved this scene. I was like I just like watching them dance around and like cross-dress together. I was like this
I think
is
that's
a hot
adorable
scene.
I know I did that when I was 5 years old.
Charlie, this isn't part of your foreplay when you hang out
no,
with your girlfriends.
No, you know what? Just with Haley. She was the only one that made me do that. And I was like, do women do this?
Yeah, this was Haley's sex? Idea, 100%.
No, it was every time. It got old. Like, this is bringing up so many memories. I didn't feel like I was going to get emotional.
Don't cry, don't cry.
I'm not. You're crying.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
She should have a goatee. Or just a little bit under her chin.
They had to put a mustache on Sue because she just looks so much
so
like a woman.
So she looks like a woman. Like, yeah. Like a Greek woman. She looks like a Greek woman.
Okay, so this was after a party where they all did a bunch of opium. And nice. She got her period and went up to the room. She's like, oh, my mute, everything hurts so bad. And she's like, let me comfort you. And she's like, you can use this cat pillow
she
as a bed.
She rides the red wave. Isn't this like a PG?
How amazing would that be if their first time was her going down
oh
on her
my God.
With her period?
Let me soothe.
And then it
Sue.
Ends with her giving her the stitched kitty pillow. She's like, here you go.
Well,
it's
they
leaking.
Made, they're
it's
making.
Leaking.
Well, they're not really making out, but they're kissing.
What
she,
are you
she
doing?
She had period cramps. I was kissing her face. Yeah, ibuprofen.
Women
like that?
Make out when they're on their period. I mean, how else are we supposed to feel
trying to
better?
Distract her with this disgust from the neck up. I wanted to, her to feel pain in another area. That's how that works.
No, her excuse was so great. She was like, she helped me, and I was kissing her with gratitude.
Oh, my God. Why doesn't that happen more in public with beautiful women? That's my question.
And then, okay, she's the bigger victim, right? She's like, you guys are smothering me.
The siblings?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
The woman who is the cheater is
I
the
love
victim
it.
In
I love
scene.
Oh, she's more attractive than anyone in that scene. Anyone who's like the victim of their privilege.
Oh, here's all the opium people. Like, you
man,
know.
These
oh,
people are really, oh, really oh. active on opium.
She's like, oh my God, I mean, and okay, so
God,
they're still sleeping in the same bed after, here's the thing, after he's discovered that they're together, he's just like, she's my woman, and we're still getting married, you know what I mean?
But you
like,
guys still sleep together, because I don't want a man coming in there and sweeping her off her feet.
Well, men back in the day, and especially, I mean, I even nowadays too, like men, I don't think that they think that women
no,
have sex.
No, because it would just be like practicing
yeah,
for him.
Right.
Especially at this time, you know, and I still believe that.
Well, that is what, that I've, is how lesbianism was created.
I've never slept with a woman and not been convinced that she was just practicing for a man. Failing miserably, but still practicing.
At least you're being truthful with yourself.
I'm very honest Charlie. With my critiques.
Oh, this scene was so funny. Okay, so. She's basically saying, okay, victim of her own privilege, right?
Sue.
Sue is saying that she was jealous of a an emotional relationship that she's having with a man. And she was like, I know I'm marrying your brother, but I just thought that maybe you'd be like waiting around for me forever so that like we could like do our thing.
She's
like on the side.
Jealous yes. of me?
These conversations that they have, like, it makes me just, wow. it brings
women,
back so many memories.
It makes you miss your ex.
I know.
Well,
so many memories like, of just like being a side person. Like, it's not.
You can say it. Gay.
Of being gay.
Of being a gay.
Being a gay?
A gay person?
Of being
of
a
being
gay?
A gay.
gay. You've and now it. She's like, oh, men and women don't have to get married. We just have an emotional relationship, and me and you can still have one. Like, she's very...
Oh,
okay, I'm going to give it
wait.
To Emily Dickinson. Okay. She's okay. very manipulative. She's yeah. I mean, all poets are insane. Shout out to my best friend.
That's right.
So, oh, she's trying to make her jealous because she's like, I know that he hears me and he understands my poetry. Okay.
Her brother?
No. The man that she's having an emotional relationship with.
So she's trying
with.
To, make,
she's
her
trying
jealous.
To make her jealous.
Gotcha. Good for you, Haley. I mean, I would have been there, but whatever.
Well, what? Did she not pull the same game on you, Charlie?
I don't even know. I'm not even aware, but I get jealous every time someone starts talking about something other than me in the conversation. So it probably happened a lot.
But she ends it with being like, oh, I'm definitely always going to be like waiting around for you, which is like so pathetic.
It's very, very gay.
Come on.
Oh,
oh,
this
oh my God.
There
it's a goblin cuddle.
There was
goblin
some
cuddle.
There was some dry humping.
Oh, my
there.
God. Okay. So, oh, my God. We're getting close to the end of the show, you guys. This was really cute. Okay, the scene.
Oh, my God. Are they going to skinny dip?
The scene before this was, okay, she's about to get, like, married to her brother. So she was like, I want you to be a part of this. And I want this to be about us and not me and your brother.
Oh, my God. So they're having a honeymoon?
So they went out and, like, picked wildflowers for her bouquet.
Oh, my God.
And
they're digging a grave for her brother.
Yes!
I know they're going to kill the brother. Oh, that's such a great honeymoon.
Okay, the shovels are not shown here,
that
but that is
so
actually
amazing.
What they did.
She's like, I want you to be a part of this. We're going to kill him on the wedding night.
Oh,
season
love
two.
This is so cute, you guys.
How messed up is this, though? It's like they're so in love or whatever, and then she's like, I am going to get married to him, but dude, it's totally about
well,
you.
She's the only reason she's marrying the brother
yeah,
is
why?
Because her entire family is dead, and she has nothing in, like, in life other than a man supporting her. And back in the day, I mean, it's still, women do this still
Candace,
today.
This was like 1982.
That was a long time ago.
I know. God, can you imagine? The war tropes.
Oh, here's all the terrible poetry. Okay. If you know anything about poetry, please let me know what the hell she's talking
who's
about.
Who's going to admit to you that
she
they're
wrote
poets?
In teeny tiny little baby letters and gave her a magnifying glass so that no one could read it except for her with a magnifying glass.
Or anyone that owns a magnifying glass in 1982, which was everybody.
And her brother's like, what is this tiny
what
writing?
What does it say? I'm going to buy a magnifying glass. No, don't. No.
Don't buy it.
Season two. The magnifying glass arrives. Cliffhanger. They're making out.
No, they're not. We haven't seen that yet. Because
oh.
It's about to
oh, right. That's right. Right. This has a happy ending.
We're doing our alternate ending.
Candace is showing me this for the first time so that I don't get upset. She has to do this to everything.
Anything
she's
we
like,
watch. Like,
Charlie, watch this. It's so great. I'm like, oh, everyone's always happily ever
when
after.
We watch Bambi, totally fast forwarded through the whole first 10 minutes. She has no idea. He's like, why is your dress dirty?
Why is there blood all over it?
why is there blood on that kitty-stitched
like,
pillow?
It smells like my sister's period blood. Where is she?
She's like, ew, how do you know that?
We're twins.
He sees the tiny written poem.
He
on the
sees
label. What
the
is it? What is it?
Do you have a magnifying glass? Are you gay?
He's like, you're crying? You are having feelings about something? No!
Are you cheating on me? You've never had feelings?
This
actor.
I know, isn't he awful?
Phenomenal.
Hey, Apple TV is still up and coming, okay?
I would say so.
Okay, so he's just found a letter.
Sue's.
That was written by his sister to his fiance.
And he knows that handwriting.
And she's like, give it to me. Don't you read my letter.
Do not read this. Give it to Sue. Oh. Wow.
I think he knows his fate.
She knows both of them really well. Let me in the orchard.
Meet me. Charlie can't read cursive.
No. Let me in the orchard is what it said. Let me explore.
I don't have my glasses on, but I'm just assuming.
Your orchard.
I like that you're like, we don't read cursive anymore. No one.
I only write in cursive. That said, let me in your orchard. Yeah, there was no question mark.
Okay, you guys, this is the finale. This is it. This is the moment. And she's about to tell her that she thinks her brother's an idiot and that she will never love anyone as much as she loves her.
Wow. And this hits home.
You know.
It's really.
This is not about us, Charlie.
Who knew? I can't believe you're okay with this.
It's okay. You know, I accept.
You're a better reality. Person than I would be in your position.
I'm the dude. We have to accept we're dumb.
Okay. Yeah. She can, like, feed you.
She can, with her titty milk.
She can breastfeed you.
If lesbians breastfed, I think that would be like the greatest
that
thing.
That was how they had sex.
Ever.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You sucked milk from her tit, didn't you?
I'm lactating. I have to go out. I have to go. I wonder what season 2 is going to be like.
Well, they're going to be together. See, they're setting it up to where, like, they're still going to have the affair. She's like, oh my God.
So super raunchy. Just orchid? No.
Orchard.
Orchard. Just orchard exploration.
Aw. You know what? Seriously, guys. These women are very beautiful, and I appreciate that.
I miss her. It's just because of quarantine.
I think you really do miss her. You should be honest about your feelings, Charlie.
Eh, I'll pass. Maybe later.
How cute would you guys be together, though? Seriously. Like, if y'all got back together. Like, seriously.
If we got back together, I don't know. We have to keep it a secret because everyone knew we were such train wreck together.
That's a good idea. I won't tell
what
anybody.
What do you say?
No. I said I won't
add
tell.
A layer.
I won't
add
tell
a layer.
Anybody.
Aww. Aww. Look at
this
that.
Is the best way to end it, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Kissing in the rain.
And admitting that she will never love anybody as much as she loves
me.
Her.
Okay. Well,
you.
There
well
you go.
It was about you, but, you know.
All right. So we made it. We got through another one. And you know what? You know, for the podcasters out there, thanks for being patient. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah.
You
and
know,
we are going to try our best
to
stay
do another one.
Alive and not leave our home.
Don't make promises you can't keep. Love you.
Bye.